This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the eternal punishment of the wicked. Last time we pointed out that the punishment begins immediately after death, that if a person spends his days here upon this earth in rebellion to God and goes out through the door of death into eternity with his sins yet upon him, that is, that he has not been saved by the blood of Christ, if he has not been baptized into Christ, if he's not lived the faithful Christian life, then the Bible makes clear that he shall suffer punishment in eternity. Last time we pointed out that that punishment would begin even in the intermediate state. That is, at the time the soul is separated from the body, between the time of physical death and the time of the resurrection from the dead when Jesus comes again. And we pointed out that the rich man who died lifted up his eyes in torment, as the Bible plainly teaches in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Now we raise the question today about the judgment, raising the question, who will be there? In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, the Bible declares, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." This certainly makes clear that every one of us will be in the judgment. It is appointed unto man, that is, every man. It is the common lot of every man to face the fact that he will someday be before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the deeds done in the body, whether those deeds be good or evil. And those very words are found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, where the Apostle Paul warns us to be aware of the fact that we face the surety, the certainty of our standing before Christ in judgment. Further, we find in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, again the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, "But the hour cometh in the which all that are in the tombs shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of condemnation." I emphasize this passage because we sometimes hear the doctrine taught that the wicked will die and that will be the end of them, just like a beast of the field, like a dog or a cat or a cow, and that they will not be raised from the dead. But Jesus makes clear that all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice. They that have done good shall be raised, and they that have done evil to be raised. Those that have done good in this life, those who have been obedient to God, those who have lived lives of faith in and love for the Lord Jesus Christ, will be raised to an eternity of blessing. Whereas, on the other hand, those who have lived in rebellion to God will be raised to a life or to an existence of everlasting punishment. Further, we find in Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, that the wicked go into eternal punishment. Now, there will simply be no such thing as a person going into hell and then coming out of it. And note carefully that the extent of the punishment of the wicked is just the same as the extent of the blessing of the righteous. Jesus says in Matthew 25, 46, "Of the wicked these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous shall go away into everlasting life." The righteous will not be blessed any longer than the wicked will be punished, and the wicked will not be punished any longer than the righteous will be blessed. Let every one of us today think of the awesome fact that if a man goes out through the door of death unprepared to meet God, the Bible plainly and unequivocally teaches that he shall be punished forever. I realize that men say, "Well, it seems to me that that's too great a punishment just because a man didn't live a certain way in this life." But all that indicates to us is that we do not have the ability to evaluate sin for what it really is, separate and apart from the revelation of God. A fish, no doubt, doesn't feel wet in water, and we as human beings who are guilty of sin do not feel the enormous heinousness of sin. To understand that it took the price of Christ to give us a way out of it, and that God will send us to hell forever if we live in it, should help us to see what it really means to be involved in sin. But our time is gone for today. Please do be with us next time as we continue our study of the punishment of the wicked.